Good morning. Today's date is May 4th, 2017. The time is 0550 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Thursday morning. I'm here at the computer desk with my cup of coffee, and there's something I want to talk about here concerning a couple of divers from Oswego, New York, which is a little more north than where I'm at, more upstate, I guess you could say, discovered a rare 19th century early canal boat in Oneida Lake, which Oneida Lake is about 2.5 hour, about 2 to 2.5 hour drive from where I'm at. But three Oswego County divers discovered a rare early 19th century boat in Oneida Lake. The wreckage of the large slender boat was determined to be a Dunham boat. Dunham boats were the first canal boats in the state and were designed to carry heavy cargo on the early canals and rivers here in New York State. No archaeological examples of Dunham boats were identified prior to this discovery. The divers found the shipwreck in 2011. The divers, along with an archaeologist at Indiana University of Pennsylvania, and excavated and recorded the shipwreck back in 2013 and 2014. But here's the main part. The team has been analyzing the data from that excavation since then, and they are now convinced that the shipwreck is indeed the remains of a Dunham boat. The shipwreck measures 62.5 feet long, 10 feet wide, and about 2.5 feet deep. It was designed to carry about 20 tons of cargo on shallow rivers. Its long, thin shape and use of a long oar to steer were designed specifically for operating on rivers. Susan Anagnosks of SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry identified the frames of the boat as white oak. The bottom planking was also white oak, while the side planking was eastern white pine. The different woods allowed the boat to be safely run aground for loading and unloading, but also reduced weight where damage was less likely. Evidence of collapsed decks were noticed at the bow and stern of the boat. The stern cabin contains barrels, a mallet, a wooden scoop, and stoneware jug. The jug, mallet, and scoop are currently being conserved by the Lake Champlain Maritime Museum. Proper conservation is necessary for all artifacts recovered from a wet environment to ensure their long-term stability. The only cargo in this vessel was about 25 tons of small stone identified by Carol Bratt of the University of Cincinnati as, was it Silty Dola stone of the Selena group. This type of stone is available along the shore, the south shore of Oneida Lake. The location of the shipwreck suggests that it was an accidental loss rather than an intentional sinking, and the hull appeared to be sound at the time of its loss. The wreck is orientated perpendicular to the predominant direction of the wind and waves of Oneida Lake, suggesting that it may have sunk in a storm, according to the findings by the divers and the archaeologists. If that was the case, it is unclear why the captain risked his life for a relatively worthless cargo of stone. It may have been that the light load and increasing breeze led him to believe that he could beat a storm across the lake. Whatever the circumstances, it would seem the captain misjudged Oneida Lake, his boat, his skills, or some combination of these factors, according to Kaze, who is, did I mention her? Who is Kaze? Kaze was one of the divers, okay. And this is an interesting part. Under the Abandoned Shipwreck Act, the Dunham boat belongs to the state of New York and cannot be disturbed without a permit from the New York State Museum. The shipwreck was buried after being recorded. So I find that pretty interesting that they did this dive back in 2013, 2014, the three divers. Was it a gentleman named Timothy Kaze of West Monroe, Christopher Martin of Constantina, and Timothy Dowling of West Monroe, New York. But it's taken over 3 years since then to go over the data, determine what type of boat it is. So a little bit of New York history up there in Oswego County, where divers discovered a rare 19th century boat in the waters of Oneida Lake. Y'all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.